शंकरा अभयंकरा,
जय शंकरा अभयंकरा।
जय शंकरा अभयंकरा।
जय शंकरा अभयंकरा।
पाहि परमेश्वरा प्रलयंकरा।
परमेश्वरा अभयंकरा।
परमेश्वरा प्रलयंकरा।
परमेश्वरा
जय शंकरा अभयंकरा।
जय शंकरा अभयंकरा।
जय शंकरा गौरी वरा गंगाधरा, गौरी वरा गंगाधरा, गौरी वरा गंगाधरा,
गौरी वरा गंगाधरा।
पाहि प्रभो मां, पाहि प्रभो,
पाहि प्रभो मां, पाहि प्रभो।
पाहि प्रभो मां प्रलय करुणाकरा।
पाहि प्रभो मां
करुणा
करुणा करा।
जय शंकरा अभयंकरा।
जय
जय शंकरा अभयंकरा। परमेश्वरा प्रलयंकरा।
परमेश्वरा प्रलयंकरा।
जय शंकरा जय शंकर। कैलासवासा परमेश्वरा।
कैलासवासा परमेश्वरा।
कैलासवासा परमेश्वरा।
कैलासवासा परमेश्वरा।
पाहि प्रभो मां जगदीश्वरा।
पाहि प्रभो मां जगदीश्वरा।
पाहि प्रभो मां जगदीश्वरा।
पाहि प्रभो मां जगदीश्वरा।
जय शंकरा अभयंकरा।
जय शंकरा अभयंकरा।
जय शंकरा अभयंकरा।
जय शंकरा अभयंकरा।
जय शंकरा जय शंकरा। रघुनाथ महाराज की जय। श्री राम जय जय राम।
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम।
श्री राम जय जय राम।
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम। श्री
राम जय जय राम।
राम जय राम जय जय राम।
श्री राम जय जय राम।
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम।
श्री राम जय जय राम।
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम।
श्री राम जय जय राम।
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम।
श्री राम जय जय राम।
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम।
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम,
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 श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम, श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम, श्यावर रामचंद्र की,
चंद्र की जय,
गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय।
की
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। ॐ श्रीगणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं रामो राजमणिः सदा विजयते रामं रमेशं भजे रामेणाभिहिता निशाचरचमू रामाय तस्मै नमः रामान्नास्ति परायणं परतरं रामस्य दासोऽस्म्यहं रामे चित्तलयः सदा भवतु मे भो राम मामुद्धर। अतुलितबलधामं हेमशैलाबदेहं दनुजवनकृशानं ज्ञानिनामाग्रगण्यं सकलगुणनिधानं वानराणामधीशं रघुपतिप्रियभक्तं वातजातं नमामि रघुपतिप्रियभक्तं वातजातं नमामि। नमः श्री तुलसीदास सद्वरिष्ठाय धीमते पूरितं हृदयं येन राम प्रेमामृतेन मे। हरि ओम हरि ओम एवरीवन। इट इज अ ग्रेट ट्रेजेडी of religion, spirituality, that people think to be spiritual means to give up one's life. One has to leave home literally, or leave work literally, or leave these things. We think in this world, how can I really be spiritual if so long as I still have these worldly duties? When the opposite is in fact the truth, which is what through my work I become a greater and greater bhakta. Through my work I become a greater and greater sadhaka. Through my work my dharma is expressed. But what is that dharma? We may know dharma, yet I find myself confused. This was Arjuna's dilemma. Dharma samudacchetaha. I don't know what is my dharma. Ironically, Arjuna is complaining he doesn't know dharma. Where Duryodhana sums it up very nicely. Yes, Duryodhana. Janami dharmam na cha me pravrittihi. I know what is dharma. I cannot do it. I can't start. And then Janami adharmam na cha me nivrittihi. I know what is a dharma also, but for the life of me, I cannot stop myself from doing it. So the problem isn't actually a lack of knowledge of dharma. Inherently, we are born knowing it. It is our very nature, as a matter of fact. The problem is, I cannot stop myself from taking the path of prayas, path of easy, of niceness, of pleasure, worldly enjoyments. It is good. Nobody is saying no. The problem is, I was telling on our drive here on 1 week ago, when Gurudev went to Swami Shivananda Ji's ashram, and people would ask and say, "Oh, this thing is so difficult. I can't do. I'm too old." First, we start, "I'm too young. I need to enjoy life." Then I'll do when children are grown. I will do when I'm finished with work, and I will do when I'm done with all of this. By the time that happens, mind also is done. Then what can I do? So they go to the ashram looking for some miracle, some, give me something, give me one thing, I can help me. And you give me some miracle tablet. They come to the doctors for some miracle cure. This time, what they're doing, taking the medicine, and then when they go home, doing everything opposite of what they should be doing. And then what happened? Med doctors don't know what they're talking about. Right or wrong? So these sadhakas went to the ashram of Swamiji. "I'm too old. How can I do this?" Swami Shivananda Ji says, "If Chinmaya can do this, you can do this." And Gurudev writes very fondly, because Gurudev had this habit, tobacco. He writes very fondly what the advice of Swamiji was. "You smoke it, don't let it smoke you. Enjoy the world, but do not let the world control you. Do not let the enjoyments of this world control us." That is simple dharma. Said, the world controls us. Then, when life's challenges meet us, we don't know how to face it because we have not made our minds clear on what is the right thing to do. Because right for us has become reinforced, not over one lifetime, but lifetimes upon lifetimes. The right thing is what is good, what is pleasurable, not good, pleasurable. That becomes right. The path of least resistance becomes right. And so when we meet the challenges in life, not only are we confused on what is the right thing to do, then I have found I am truly alone because I have not fostered the one relationship that I need to foster that will help me when I am confused. See, Bhagwan has nothing to do. His job has already done. He has already given everything that he has to give and then some. The journey is me. I have to make that step. If I want a relationship with the Lord, it is in my hands, not his. He is there waiting. In some places you go, he's lying down. Padmanabha is lying down. Why? He's sleeping because we are taking too long. But when you go to Tirupati Balaji, he's standing there waiting for us. All we have to do is go. And what are we doing? Taking selfies outside in the Gopuram. Because our phones are not allowed inside. We are taking selfies when the self is right there waiting for us. What a thing, this human being. Devi has Bhagwan, Ishvara himself, and she goes after Samsara. Now Hanumanji has to find her, engage in this great journey across this ocean. This ocean of samsara, which is our own journey to find shanti. You want eternal bliss. If you want Atma, you have to establish shanti. Sita Devi is shanti. Only then Atma Ramo Virajate. Acharya Ji, see, Vedanta and Bhakti is not so far apart also. In Atma Bodha, after writing so many shlokas, and the most technical of Advaita, finally he comes. You want Rama? You want the self? Go and find Shanti. Go and find Sita. Cross over this ocean of samsara, destroy the demons of all of our bad habits, tendencies, illusion, and then you will get that peace. You will get Rama. Now, this Bhakta Hanuman is on that journey that we are also on. And he is meeting these obstacles that we also meet. And he is showing us how we are to respond to the obstacles that not react, how we are to respond. And we are very clear on the difference between a reaction and a response. Reaction is very uninformed. There is nothing there. Just sheer instinct, guided by nothing. Response is when I have the knowledge and I have the conviction of purpose. And I put that knowledge into practice, then it becomes a response. That's why police and fire rescue and all, they're not called first reactors. They're called first responders. This is key. And Hanumanji is crossing this ocean, and the first obstacle he meets, just like all of us, is Mainak Parvat. But that obstacle, Mainak, is alasya, laziness. More than laziness, actually, it is when our conviction is not strong, when my faith is not strong, when not just in Bhagwan, but in my own self also. More than Bhagwan is my own self. We don't need to have faith in Bhagwan. He does not require it from us that much, meaning that he's there. The faith has to come in my own self to put forth that effort. Then what happens? Easily we rest. But what is Hanumanji's response? You tell me. Ramakaja. Ah, see how we forget so easily. Ramakaja. Kine binu. Ohi kaha vishram. See, Sudhaji knows because Sudhaji knows. Ramakaja ki nhe binu, mohi kaha vishram. This is the response. I have to rest. That we cannot get away from, but not right now. So now what happens? Now, after taking the blessings of this Mainak also, Hanumanji continues on his journey. After we have ourselves overcome our desire to just stay still and not sattva still, tamas still. The two can, we know they look very much alike, very deceiving. But when we have overcome our tamasic nature, then what happens? We have to, from tamas, we move towards rajas. So now, when the obstacle of the near and dear ones is overcome, the next obstacle becomes the world around us. So Hanumanji continues, and let us see who he encounters. We chanted last time. No, we didn't. Oh, yes, we said, we saw last time that Devatas want to test his Balabuddhi Viveka. Oh, really, are you capable of doing this work? Because we are dependent on you, Hanuman. And so they sent Sudarsana Mahinake Mata, Patani Ai Kahi Te Bata. She rises up in this ocean. And what does she say? Today is my lucky day. Devatas have sent me such a delicious meal. What is that meal? Hanuman. This story we know very well, so I will not go too much into this story because we know it. She opens her mouth, he gets bigger, she opens wider, he gets bigger, and so on and so forth. And he shrinks down to this little small size, goes in, touches her, and just gets her blessings. Then, most importantly, what happens there? Let us go to the Doha, Doha number two. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Rama.
Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Rama.
Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Rama.
Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama
Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram.
Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama
Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram.
Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama
Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Rama.
Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama
Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram.
Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
राम काज सब करी हहु
राम काज सब करी तुम
तुम बल बुद्धि निधान
बल बुद्धि निदान
आशीष देह गई सो
आशीष देख गई सो
हर्षि चलेउ हनुमान
हर्षित ले
रावर राम चंद्र की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय उमापति महादेव की जय बोलो भाई सब संतन की जय रोम टू क्या रामचंद्र की जय मी आई हैड द रोम टू राम काज सब करी हो तुम बल बुद्धि निधाना आशीष देह गई सो हरषि चलेउ हनुमाना हनुमान जी हरषि हैप्पीली ही गोज अवे व्हाई हैप्पीली Because Surasa blesses him. Because she's not just a demon, she is a test. The Devatas have sent this test. He has passed the test. So when we pass the test, we get blessed. With what? With good grades, a degree, a diploma, or a promotion, or what have you. Isn't this so? Isn't this how the world functions for the most part? This is why Gurudev's explanation of Devata is so very key. Because Devata, we think Agni Deva, Surya Deva, Indra Deva, all of them sitting up there in the heavens, waiting for us to do homas and yagas to send up to them, swaha, swaha, swaha. And that much has value also. But what then? How does that impact me? So Gurudev says, as we said yesterday, this is the productive potential inherent in the universe, part and parcel of the universe. So when we say Agni Devata, we're referring to the, first of all, the principle of fire and heat in the universe. Or Varuna Devata, the water principle. There, that principle that is functioning in the universe, that is allowing us to function, but also it is a subtle aspect of the universe that provides us all of the resources to do what we have to do. And those same things can either become a problem for us, or they can become the tools that we need to grow. So these devatas present this obstacle that give Hanumanji the opportunity to test his own knowledge. And what is most important for a sadhaka or a bhakta? Conviction. One must have conviction. If I doubt even for one moment what I am doing, that moment of doubt in and of itself will stop me right there. The moment I hesitate, like when we are driving on the road, the moment you hesitate and you doubt your decision as a driver, that impacts not just you, but everyone else also. The moment the surgeon hesitates and doubts his knowledge on that, in that operating theater, well, the consequences are quite dire. The engineer doubts their capacity to do their work, and we drive under the tunnel, and then what? So doubting oneself, doubting one's intentions, one's work, and what one is supposed to do, that kind of doubt has to be eliminated. And the only way it is eliminated when we are challenged. That is why obstacles are necessary. That is why it's important for us to face the challenges, not run away from them. Otherwise, when life is too easy, then first of all, it lacks any interest. It becomes very boring. But more importantly, we are not improved. We are very weak for it. Challenges have made lions out of men. There's never been a case where a challenge did not improve a person's, whether physically is one thing, but mentally it should make us better for it. Then, when that happens, when we ourselves overcome that challenge, when we put on, and this is the difference between knowledge and wisdom, jnana and vijnana. It is not merely an intellectual exercise. Spirituality is not an intellectual exercise by any stretch of the word, not at all. It is very much an active thing. One cannot simply sit and read Ramayana and read Bhagavad Gita and memorize shlokas. Many people have memorized. Memorization is not that difficult if your mind especially has that mental capacity, that Medha Shakti. Some people have it. So you can memorize. But memorization alone is not going to get me over that chasm, 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 chasm. It will not help me grow. Having a storehouse of knowledge alone, not that it is not important, it has merit and value, of course, but alone it does not take me where I need to go. I have to put it into practice. This is wisdom. That is why the devatas wanted to test his bala and buddhi. And what did Surasa say? Ramakaja sabakaru. You go and you do it, all of it. You will complete it. Why? Tuma bala buddhi nidhana. You have not just the physical strength, but the intellect also. The mind also has matured to such a state. You are not a puerile, infantile bhakti, waiting for somebody to pick you up and carry you across. You are the one who will represent how Hanumanji has come, not just for that generation, Today, if you travel the world, you will find in so many communities, not just Hindu, Indian communities. Hanumanji is revered, worshipped, appreciated, valued for his bala and his buddhi. Recently, we were talking, somebody was asking a question about Ravan, etc. See, the juxtaposition in this Sundarkand is not Rama and Ravan. You are seeing Hanumanji against Ravana. Mighty, powerful. Ravana was very knowledgeable. He was wealthy. He had all of these devatas there doing pranams to him. This Hanuman, lowly monkey, he destroyed the whole of Lanka. You think he could not have killed Ravana also? He could have. Very much could have. But yet, that was not his job. But when we see this Ramayana Katha, Ram Katha, see how Ram, Bhagwan also is Ram Katha, but all of his bhaktas are being glorified. When we study this Ram Katha, what we are seeing is against the biggest and toughest amongst us, when Hanumanji is demonstrating that you do not have to be some great, big, wealthy, powerful person. You develop strength in your heart through your bhakti, and you are also capable of taking on these mega attacks. He burned down Lanka. He allowed himself to be taken hostage by that Pashanag when Meghnad came. All of these things, once he crossed over this ocean, nothing was a challenge anymore. This is the glory of the bhakta. So this Surasa blesses him. Universe will bless us when we put in the effort and when we do what is needed of us, when we show conviction, when we show faith, when we show strength in our minds. The universe blesses us so that we may continue to do what we must do. Practical example. This center right here, this speaker space. And we will see this if you come to any of our Chinmay Mission centers. I can speak about Chinmay Mission because that is my area of expertise. Not other organized, every other people may have also had a similar experience. What is it? You come here and there is nothing. No ashram, no temple, no nothing. But what happens? You make a resolve. What is the resolve? I'm going to start something. Some chanting, some class, something I will do. In my home, I will see all these families that I know and bring your children to my home every Sunday morning and we will little by little learn about Sanatan Dharma, learn about Hinduism, learn about culture. This is how our Bal Vihar started in so many places, in homes. There was no temple, no ashram anywhere. How 20 years this ashram is here. And you have Bal Vihar graduates well into their 40s, I'm sure. So where did they go? Somebody had to do it. Meaning what? Meaning an obstacle was there? Yes. There was no resource. But conviction in whom? In myself and in the guru, we did anyway. Nobody knew where it would go. Who could have known? But when I keep doing it and I keep doing it, then Bhagwan blesses. How did he bless? You put the work and the land comes, the building comes, the money also comes, the people come. This is how Gurudev functioned in his time and how he has blessed all of us to function in our time. And how the work keeps on going. This is the only way it keeps on going. That is how the universe blesses us. One hand you give, and in the other hand, if you have it open, you receive twice the amount. This is all. This has been my experience anyway. I don't know about everybody else. But this has been our experience. We have seen it. You want a miracle in life, you find a guru. I will say again and again. And more importantly, if we have to build that relationship with Bhagavan and the guru, when we do, there is no obstacle, no mountain high enough. That will get in our way. But then Hanumanji has to continue. So he goes again. Picks up speed, increases elevation, starts going. And then what happens? Feels himself going down, descending slowly, slowly, slowly. We know this story. This, we know her name, Simhika, because Valmiki ji tells. Not because Tulsidas ji tells. He doesn't want to even say her name. So vile. Why is she vile? Because she represents jealousy. Jealousy, envy. Little bit of, not laziness, but inertia is necessary. We need rest. Little bit of greed also is necessary. Because without it, then who would give money to run these Balvihar programs and summer camps and all of these things? We need it. Where and when has envy benefited anybody? It is the worst possible trait a human being can possess. Agree or disagree? That's a thing. If I have envy in my heart for another person, then one of two things is there. One, I feel I am lacking in something, and this person has what I want. And when I have that feeling, then what happens? Then I will, first of all, want to get what they have. Either by, I may work hard, that is true, but I'm doing it only to get not just what they have, but better, only to show off. Then that is never enough. That is fine if it will just stay like that. But where envy is there, that is not enough. Because not only do I want it for myself, I am not happy as long as you also have it. Then I will do anything in my power to cut you down and see how does Simika in her envy. Why she is not eating fish. She is in the ocean. There is no need for her to pull down anything. But because she's trapped in that ocean, she, her heart is filled with envy for all these birds flying above. So she pulls them down. The ocean is filled with so much of food. Easily she could have got it. Her stomach would have been filled. And fish is very good also. You ask some Bengali people, they'll tell you. Nothing better. Fish curry, very good. Filled with lots of nutrients. Yeah. So she's denying herself that nutrition. For what? Out of you have the ability to fly. I don't. So therefore you have to come down. This is envy. Little bit of greed? Good. Little bit of rest? Also good. Even a drop of envy in our hearts. That thing spreads faster than a California wildfire. And it poisons our hearts and it poisons everyone else around us. There is nothing good to come out of this jealousy. Therefore, Mainak Parvat, he says, I will come back. Hariyom. Surasa, he says, Amma, give me your blessing so that I may do. She does. Hariyom. Simhika, one blow, half a chowpai, he reaches Lanka. Because some problems we have to respond in certain, in we can be, you know, samadhana. Try to talk, try to communicate, try to engage in some kind of reasoning, rationalized conversation. Some, not even beta, danda, right away. That is the only resolution. This jealousy is that kind of quality. We have to cut it down and pull the roots out. I don't know if you have it here, but in Trinidad we have a kind of grass called, it's a nut grass. You see the grass popping up here, and then you walk about 10, 15 feet that way, and you that's where the root is. You try to pull, You can pull as much as you want. That thing won't come out. You have to go find the root. And then that root is, when we say not, not, that is how jealousy is. So we have to cut it out without hesitation and with no sense of, oh, you know, we feel sorry. Such soft, tender hearts we have. That is not, this is not. Simhika and Hanumanji didn't even blink. He did not even blink. And how you know that this was not anger? How you know this was not pure violence or rage? Because when he gets to Lanka, he meets Lankini. And he gives her one blow. And in that blow, this Lankini vomits out this blood of all of Ravana's, you know, kusam. And she gets satsang with Hanumanji. So the same Hanuman, one blow kills, eliminates totally, and one blow gives satsang. So it is not the action specifically, but the intention that is there behind driving that action. With this same hand, I can do great things, and with this same hand, I can do terrible things. With the same hand, I can, the same surgeon with the same hand, with the same scalpel can cut and help save. But you give that same surgeon a knife in the middle of the street, cuts and kills. So it is all about what is my intention behind this action. And this jealousy that Simhika represents is the obstacle that we all have to. Actually, not everybody has it. But I have to be so alert and aware. It may rise up. And when it does, then I have to be very much alert to cut it down. Do not give it one inch. So now, Hanumanji arrives in Lanka. When he gets to Lanka, he meets this Lankini. Like I said, Lankini is so good because he takes a very small form, like that of a fly or mosquito. But she's so good at what she does, she spots him very easily. And when she sees him, she immediately recognizes that he is an enemy of state. She tags him right then and there. And she's, what was Lankini's great fault? We'll see. Let us see. Why did Hanumanji give her that blow of satsang? This verse. We saw that Simhika verse, huh? Oh. Nisichari ek sindhu mahurahai. Tari maya nabu ek hagagahai. Anyway. Now he reaches across there to the for the lung to Langa. Yeah, mastaka samana rupa kavithari hari langahi chale usumiri nara hari. Ah, nara hari. Today we met someone with this name, nara hari. Very nice. Let us read this. Chau pai. Mastaka samana rupa kavithari langahi chale usumiri nara hari nama lankini सो कह चले सी मोहि निंदरी जान ही नहीं मरमु सत मोरा मोर आहार जहा लगी चोरा मतिका एक महाकपि हनी रुधिर बमत धरनी धन मनी पुनि संभारी उठी सो लंका चोरी पानी कर विनय संका जब रावण ही ब्रह्म बर दीना
चलत बिरंची कहाँ मोहि ना
बिकलहु सीतै कपि के मारे तब जाने सुन सी चर संघारे तात मोर अति पुण्य बहुता देखौ नयन राम कर दूता तात स्वर्ग अपवर्ग सुख धरिय तुलायक दूलन ताहि सकल मिली जो सुकलव सत्संग सियावर रामचंद्र की जय। पवन सुत हनुमान की जय। उमापति महादेव की जय। बोलो भाई सब संतन की जय। सियावर रामचंद्र जय। He takes his form, and when he heads towards Lanka, the gates of Lanka, he remembers Narahari. Lord Narasimha, Narasimha Bhagavan. Why does he remember him? Narasimha Bhagavan represents what? Nothing is impossible. Not up, not down, not in, not out. Not daylight, not evening time. Impossible, right? Not for Bhagavan. For Bhagavan, that is nothing. How can you challenge the Lord? Now he is going to meet this Ravana, who is nothing more than the same Hiranyakashipu anyway. But he remembers. Why? Ravana should remember also. In an earlier portion, when they are trying to convince him, Hanuman, later on, in the same Sundarkand, actually, not earlier, later on, when he finally is taken to the palace and Ravana comes, Hanumanji reminds him, you were that same Ravan that Bali tied up and Angad used to use you as a play toy? Angad used to be on his crib and Bali had tied up Ravana. And when Angad would rock so his foot, kick Ravana every time. You were the same Ravana? Can't be. But he remembers Narahari here. The Lord of, because Ravana also had some kind of stipulations, right? Lord of impossible. Making the impossible possible. Nothing is impossible. But why this is interesting? Jaane hu nahi maramu sat mora, mor ahar jahar lagi chora. This Lankini calls Hanumanji a thief. And he says, how dare you call me a thief? Who is your boss? This Ravana, who is a bigger thief than him? He stole from everybody. He tried to steal from Bhagwan Shiva even. Because he wants to take knowledge from the guru without showing proper respect to the guru even. He has stolen all of the devatas, all of this gold, this beautiful gold Lanka, shining from afar. Where did he get it from? He is the greatest thief. And so when this Lankini calls him a thief, chor, he says, no. Mutika ek mahakapihani. You will feel that one blow, rudhira bhamata, dharani dharana, that she starts to vomit out blood. Why is she vomiting blood? Why is this? This should not be so, morbid. Because it is the same thing that happened to this Bhishma Pitama. Why did Bhishma fight for the Kauravas, not the Pandavas? What did he say? He said, all my life, they have been feeding me. I'm living in this palace. They are taking care of me. So he felt a sense of duty, of honor to fight for them. Then, when he was on that bed of arrows, all the blood drained out. That blood, that body was sustained by the food of the Kauravas. Same thing with his Lankini. She vomits out the blood, symbolic of whatever they had been feeding her, this Ravana has to go. That poison has to come out. Then, when that happens, she, Puni Sambhari Uti Solanka, she rises up. And then what does she do? Jabaravane. She does pronounce to him, and then she realizes her own delusion. Now, that satsang, in the form of that blow, takes her out of her delusion. Ignorance that was poisoning her system has now exited. We can continue. We don't have time. So the stories of Ramcharitmanas are very nice stories. We know Ram Katha. But more than the stories, we have to go deeper every time. Every time, find something new. Find something to take home with you. Rama ka chaki he binu mohi kaha bishra. My work has to be done. When Bhagwan's work, sorry, has to be done, this is why very famously Gurudev says, when I rest,
rest.
that is not mere just some nice quotation we keep talking about. This is directly from Ramayana. See this stuff. I mean, Gita Upanishads, it's all telling the same. The essence is there. But I want to leave you with my favorite doha from Ramayana. In the beginning of this Ramcharitmanas, it starts with Shiva Parvati Samvad. There, Devi is questioning Rama. And Bhagwan Shiva is telling Ram Katha. He's happily telling Ram Katha. He goes to find Jagvalak, Yajnavalkya, and Bharadwaj Muni to listen and tell Ram Katha. Then at the end, he sends this what is this Garuda to Kakbushundi to hear Ram Katha. At the very end of all of this, he says, Bada Bada Badamango, Harashide Bushrira, Padasaro Janapayani, Bhagati Sada Satasam. This should be the eternal wish of any bhakta. I should always desire for satsang. Yes, we drove whole day today. Wine, we went through it. I tell you, Neeruji and Anilji has had some new experiences. Today they discovered roads that they never knew had never been on before. Yes, we had work today. Yes, I had to cook. I had to Sunday, you know, I have to cook for all week. Yes, all of these things are there, yes. But somehow, somewhere, some way or the other, I should find time for a satsang. Not study class. Study class is necessary. Don't stop study class. Study class is important. Chanting is important. Temple also is important. Going to Abhishekam and these things are important. But satsang is a different thing. Satsang is a different thing. Satsang is that ras that we need. That bhakti that gives us a little sweetness in life. We need it. Otherwise, it gets very tough. Bhagavan is there for us. We have to be there for him also. So we will see more at some point in time. You will see more in your study class. I will see more in my study class. And at some point, we'll all see more together. Om. Kayena vacha manasendriya
nama
prakritesvabhavat karomi adyat sakalam parasme narayanayeti samarpayami narayanayeti samarpayami om purnamada purnamidam purnat पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ बोले श्री सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय, नमः पार्वती पतये हर हर महादेव, सर्वत्र गोविंद नाम संकीर्तनम गोविंदा गोविंदा। हरि।